ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर आजुहावा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेन्दुस्तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। यः स्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमतितिर्षतां तमोन्धम् संसारिणां करुणयः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां। सो आई वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज, थैंक यू फॉर कमिंग फॉर भागवतम क्लास। वी गोइंग टू डिस्कस श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 4th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 6। प्लीज चैंट आफ्टर मी। नन्वहं तेहि अवरजा दीनाहत सुता प्रभो दातुम अर्हसि मंदाय अंगे माम चरमाम प्रजाम। सिनोनिम्स ननु हावेवर अहम् आई एम ते योर ही इंडीड अवरजा यंगर सिस्टर दीना वेरी पुअर हतसुता डिप्राइव्ड ऑफ ऑल चिल्ड्रन प्रभो ऑफ माय लॉर्ड ओ माय लॉर्ड दातुम अर्हसी यू डिजर्व टू गिव सम गिफ्ट मंदायः टू मी हु एम सो पुअर अंगा माय डियर ब्रदर इमाम दिस चरमाम लास्ट प्रजाम चाइल्ड। ट्रांसलेशन बाय प्रभुपाद, ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन माय लॉर्ड माय ब्रदर आई एम वेरी पुअर बीइंग बिरफ्ट ऑफ ऑल माय चिल्ड्रन बट स्टिल आई एम योर यंगर सिस्टर एंड देयरफॉर इट वुड बी वर्दी ऑफ यू टू गिव मी दिस लास्ट चाइल्ड एज अ गिफ्ट। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। समथिंग स्ट्रेंज हैपेंड टू मी व्हेन आई वाज ट्राइंग टू प्रिपेयर दिस क्लास। नॉर्मली वी हियर अबाउट मदर देवकी एंड नो हर चिल्ड्रन आर किल्ड एंड लाइक दैट, but as I was quite absorbed in meditating on these two shlokas, I was actually getting emotional about it. I mean, how much actually she was suffering, we cannot have any conception of it. Srila Prabhupada has not given any purport on it, but acharyas have given some purport, so with your permission I'll give some points from those commentaries and then we'll move on to text number 7 or 5, I don't know what to do. 7, okay, because 5th has already been discussed. So, first thing in what she is trying to do, Srila Sanatana Goswami explains that in this shloka, that she is trying to invoke the affection by describing her miserable position, and again she is praying in this shloka. In the previous shloka, 5th one, we have heard that how she is using three means which a kshatriya used, that means danda, repression, daan, and peacefulness. Three things she has used now. And now she wants to invoke the affection of Kansa towards her, showing her pitiable and miserable condition. Because first she shows the relationship of Kansa with her, and then she shows how pitiable I am. Certainly, the word comes here, Nanu. Nanu means indeed, certainly. And he, again it emphasizes this point, that I am your Anu, our Ja. Ja means born and our means younger. Certainly I am born younger to you. There is no doubt about it, is it not? Just saying this word avaraja means my Kansa, you please remember, I am your younger sister. You were so affectionate to me when I was getting married, is it not? He was ready to become a charioteer. And now I have been suffering from imprisonment for how many years now? 9 years? 8 years? 8 years at least. Every year there was a child. So 8 years I have been suffering an imprisonment. How much? We don't relate to it. How much we suffered if any of you had corona in the corona season and we had a quarantine. Not in a prison. Is it not? I had one time a chicken pox, some symptoms or some problem, and I had to be there, like say, for 4 or 5 days in that room, in G6 in Goshala. It was miserable. Not because of the disease itself, but just being bereft of the association of devotees and Vaishnavas, not able to do your sadhana. I was actually crying tears in a room where your food is nicely supplied. Nobody is, you're not shackled by that. I was not shackled in G6. But being a princess, now she has to suffer for 8 years in that imprisonment. She's really suffering. So she's saying this word is coming here, Dina. I'm so miserable, I'm so in a pitiable situation. I'm your sister. It's not that you have committed atrocity to somebody else. To your own sister, you have put her in such a bad situation. And on top of it, suppose she had her kids with her, still she could have been happy, is it not? But apart from that, I have been suffering from imprisonment, and on top of it, all my children were killed in front of me. Who can be more miserable than me? So why she is invoking such kind of compassion in a person who is absolutely uncompassionate or incompassionate or whatever the word? Because she wants to ask a benediction from him. You can give what is impossible to give. That's why she addresses him as Lord, O Lord, or Prabhu. You can see the word Prabhu in the next line, second line, last word. That means he is Samartha. Prabhu means he is able to do what others cannot do. That is the meaning of the word Prabhu. So Kansa can say, no, this child is my death. How can I give it to you? It is not possible. Just to address that doubt within Kansa, she is addressing as Prabhu. O Master, O Lord, you are very much possible. It is very much possible for you to give me this just one benediction. You please give this daughter to me. So this is the import of the word Prabhu. Then if Kansa asks her, why are you so much intent on having this benediction of this daughter from me? Why should I give? Now, think about this. Datum arhasi, you deserve to give me this daughter. Whose daughter it is? Mother Devaki's daughter. I mean, at least from the point of Kansa's understanding. Just enter into that pitiable situation. We are brahmacharis, we don't know about this. But just put yourself in a situation that we have to demand our own child as a charity from someone. Is it not miserable? If we actually meditate on each and every shloka, every word, it really makes us emotional. Obviously, I won't be emotional here in the class, but I'm just saying that it is actually makes you emotional. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, when he hears that Putana is entering Gokula, and she has very powerful and she can kill so many children, he becomes fearful that will she kill Krishna? But then Shukdev Goswami, understanding the mood of Parikshit Maharaj, says, no, Yatra Shravanadini, wherever the hearing and chanting of Lord's pastimes and name is there, no demon can actually harm or make any mistake or mischief there. So you don't be worried about it. So this is how devotees become involved emotionally. One ISKCON sannyasi was giving class and he said, we only become emotional when we watch a movie. Now Mahaprabhu is leaving and Mother Sachi is crying. Yeah, okay, she is crying. Who cares? But unless we actually watch a movie, we don't become emotional, is it not? That's like if you watch that movie, Nadiyar Nimai, then Nityananda Prabhu is actually hit by that person, and then Nityananda Prabhu says, oh, you have hit me, that is not a sufficient cause for me to not give you love. Only then I cry. Oh, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful. By hearing, at least in our present situation, we don't become involved in that pastime. But actually, if we meditate on these words, this is really in a very pitiable situation. She is in a situation where she has to beg her newborn baby from his most rascal demon-like concern. What a pitiable situation, is it not? Have we ever gone through that? Obviously, brahmacharis cannot. But has any grihastha gone through that? Such a pitiable situation, is it not? Sometimes we have difficulty in japa and we say Krishna consciousness is difficult or is too cold and it is difficult. But how difficult is to have Krishna as a son? We should think about it. So then she says that you should give this last daughter to me because I am unhappy. And that is indicated by the word, Mandaya? Third line, last word. Mandaya. I am extremely suffering, I am extremely unhappy, and I am your sister, please, because I have been deprived of good, of the fortune of good sons. In the previous shloka, we have heard Pavaka Upamaha. Their upma, their compassion has to be given by fire. Just like they were fiery, they were very, very effulgent sons. They were very beautiful. And they had not committed any offense also. But you have killed them. So you see, suppose the sons were mentally retarded, then maybe she was not so much. Still the mother takes care. But all the sons were so much nice, so much brilliant. And you have killed them without their any fault. So I am Mandaya. I am very, 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 very sad. And by indicating the word imam, by using the word imam, she is indicating the child, this child. She is not able to do anything. She is just such a small child. How can she harm you? Can you see this child, imam? Like I say, can you see this garland? Is an imam, this child? Can you see this garland? Can you see, look at her face? How helpless she is, how do you think that she can harm you? So all those things are being used by her, I would say she is speaking, so that some affection can rise in the heart of concern. It is not necessary to kill her. Since she is a girl, though she is eighth born. So you must remember that a boy can kill you. So imam also indicates she is a girl, Kansa. She is not the male child. Why you want to kill her? This way we have so many interaction in our normal conversation also. Sometimes isse koi galti nahi hai. This is not going to harm you. So many times do we say like we interact like this. This. So if this word, the import of the word imam is very, very deep. She is a girl child. She did not say, are you crazy? She cannot say that. But the import is, are you crazy? She's a girl child. She's not going to fight with you. As we have heard before also, she won't propose that she will become the daughter-in-law of Kansa. So there was no fear within Kansa. There should not have been any fear in Kansa that she will be in any way doing harm to Kansa in the future. Now, by saying the word charamam, charam means last. So she indicates that she is my last child. Who knows that whether I'll get more children or not? So there was a possibility that she will not have any other children. And we know that only child she had was Mother Subhadra afterwards. But at this point, she was not knowing that she will have more children. And that's why she used the word charamam prajam. Prajam means child and charamam means highest. Not highest, last. In this case, it is last. So now, Devaki, if you just put yourself in that situation, Devaki is in prison and she does not know At least at this point, that Kansa will relieve her and her husband from the prison. Is it not? Is there any contract by Kansa that okay, after your child is killed, I'll relieve you from prison? Still it has not happened. Still that effect has not come. Still pastime has not happened where the child will become as Durga and all that. Still this has not happened. Up till this point of speaking of Mother Devaki, there is no surety that she will be relieved from prison in the future also. There is no surety. Is it not? So she's thinking, maybe I will not have any child. So you see like this. And then she also does not know. She knows that Krishna has gone to Vraja. But she does not know when he will come back. There is also no surety. So all this situation puts her in a very, very deen situation, or very helpless situation. And that way she is saying that I will not have more children. There are two reasons, because I may not be able to bear more children, already have born so many children, and also because of excessive fear of you. I have already given birth to 8 children, so it is not possible for me to give more birth to more children, and also because of fear of you, because now if maybe you become doubtful and again you will kill my child. So now we don't want to have more children. That's what Mother Devaki wants to say. A very nice and deep import of the word praja, which comes here in the last word, is that praja means anyone who is born. We have heard so many times in Srila Prabhupada's purport, praja means anybody who is born in the kingdom. So by using the word prajam, she wants to indicate that this, she is also your subject. You are a king. As a king, you must protect everyone who is born in your kingdom. How can you kill this helpless child who is also born in your kingdom to your own younger sister? So these are the various imports of the word, various words in the shloka. Another interesting word is, the word is anga. Where is the word anga? Anga, the fourth line, first word, anga imam. Whenever the word anga comes, it indicates deep affectionate relationship. Just like Suta Goswami also has been addressed in the first canto, first chapter, anga. Now, Suta Goswami is not born in a Brahmana family, but Shaunakadi Rishis are Brahmanas. So how can you say, if suppose Suta Goswami says, how can you say I am your relative? I am born in a lower family. So then the Acharya explained that no. By having the knowledge of Bhagavatam, you have come into our samudaya, you have come to our community, and that's why they refer to him as Anga. Similarly here, Mother Devaki is referring to Kansa as Anga. Oh my dear, like this. He was not dear to her, but to present that affectionate relationship, she is using the word anga. And why you are anga? Why you are so deeply related? Because avaraja, because I am a younger sister. So remember my relationship with you, and you should not put me in such a miserable situation which I am already in. Now if Kansa asks Mother Devaki, you are miserable? Why are you miserable? What is the cause of misery? Then she says, Hatasuta. Hatasuta comes in second line. All my children have been killed in front of me. How can I not be miserable? And that has been confirmed by the word Nanu. Indeed, I am miserable. Do not doubt that your younger sister is very, very miserable. So like this, she says about... I mean, these are the various meaning or import of these shlokas which are there in this verse. So then somebody will say, oh, such emotional speech. Definitely Kansa would have become, Hriday pigal gaya hoga, kya kahenge usko English mein? His heart would have definitely melted, is it not? Definitely such a heavy speech, such a emotional speech. We have experienced that how sometimes when somebody speaks such emotional words, even we can cry like that. So then, did Kansa cry? Did he become affectionate? Definitely he must have become affectionate. But in answering that, Shukadev Goswami says, he was not such a person. So since I have not prepared it, now I have to give impromptu speech. Please forgive me if I make mistake, which I anyhow naturally make. Text number 7, Srila Shuka Uvacha. Upaguhyatma jamevam rudatyadi nadinavat yachitastam vinirbharstya yahastachichade khalah. Shukadev Goswami said, piteously embracing her daughter and crying, Devaki begged Kansa for the child, but he was so cruel that he chastised her and forcibly snatched the child from her hands. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Although Devaki was crying like a poor woman, actually she was not poor. And therefore the word used here is Dinavat. She had already given birth to Krishna. Therefore, who could have been richer than she? Shri Krishna Balram, Shri Gaur Nitai, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jai. Even the demigods had come to offer prayers to Devaki, but she played the part of a poor, piteously afflicted woman because she wanted to save the daughter of Yashoda. So it's very interesting. In this shloka, upaguhya, that means embracing, atmajam. Atmaja means born from her. But a question can be raised, this daughter was not born from Mother Devaki. So why the word is used Atmaja? Because she identified with Mother Yashoda also. They are in a sense non-different. So although she is the daughter of Yashoda, Mother Devaki had similar affection for her daughter also. She did not want this daughter to be killed by Kansa. And she was crying, Rudatya Deen Deenavat. So she was appearing to be Deenavat. She was appearing to be miserable. But Srila Prabhupada very beautifully puts, she cannot be Deena. Deena means poor. She cannot be Deena. Deena means poor. So she cannot be poor because she already has Krishna as her child. We have heard this in the previous shlokas, that Mother Devaki was always lamenting because so many of her children had been killed. But when Krishna had descended in her womb, you remember this point, she became so effulgent, so happy that even Kansa could notice it. And he says that, Devaki had never looked so beautiful and so happy as before. Because Lord Krishna, who is the very form of bliss, had descended into her heart. That's how the situation was. So now, Srila Shukadev Goswami says, do not have any doubt about the stability of Kansa. His cruelty is not beta version of a software. So there are some beta version of the software which are unstable. They just crash. So do not think that Kansa's cruelty will crash. No, it will not crash. He will remain, he will consistently remain fixed in his cruelty. And he says, yachitastam vinirbharsya, as Mother Devaki was begging for her child means the child of her Mother Yashoda, vinirbharsya, he was, bharsna means to chastise, and vinirbharsya, very nicely, very strongly, he was chastising Mother Devaki. What can be the words what he would use? That is not mentioned, but definitely we can understand he must have been saying, oh, you don't know, she is my death. How can I give it to you? I must kill this child. You are desiring this child. Basically, it means you are desiring my death. So, in this way, he chastised Mother Devaki. Now, just again enter into that pastime. Is Mother Devaki in a position to be chastised? Will somebody chastise such a woman whose children have been killed by that same fellow who had actually killed the children of Mother Devaki? he thinks that he can chastise Mother Devaki. He can even rationalize this. That's how cruel people can rationalize everything what they do. That's how our mind is. He can rationalize the killing of all the six children. But he cannot understand the deen or miserable situation of Mother Devaki. It's quite stark, it's quite contrastive how hard-hearted Kansa was. So he was chastising Mother Devaki. Again, such a great offense. And then, without considering how she will feel again, he just pulled that child. The word is hastat at chichade. By force, he pulled the child. Again, giving deep pain to Mother Devaki without even considering how much painful it will be to her. So now somebody can say, how can he be so cruel? So then Shukadeva Goswami is declaring it by one word, khalaha. Khala means cruel. What can you say more than this? There's a story in this regard. There was a person whose name was Khalaraj. Khalaraj means most cruel person, most bad person. So then, one day that Khalaraj was going to a jungle. So, His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj gives this story, really nice. Somebody asked him, why are you going to the jungle? So, he said that I am going to the jungle so that, jungle means forest, so that the lion will come and eat me. What? Lion will come and eat you, what benefit will you get? He said, up till now the lion has not got the taste of human flesh. So if he kills me and eats me, then he will also kill other people. So, khala means stupid, bad people who will even do bad to others by doing harm to themselves also. This is a special quality of khala. So this has been explained here that Kansa was such a khala, such a bad person that even he did not have any compassion for his own sister. So you can imagine if he did not have compassion for any compassion for his own sister, then how he could have any compassion for anyone for that matter. In this point of compassion, we must reflect from this whole episode, sense gratification makes our heart hard, makes our heart hard, where we can't feel how people feel when they are given trouble by others. Very nicely explained by Maharaj, His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj only, very nicely. Already people are burning, is it not, by the three kinds of miseries? And if we speak harsh words to them, it's like somebody is having a burn and you put salt on it. We have become, in this whole society, in general society, has become so, because of sense gratification, they have become so rough that we don't want to even speak sweet words. Although speaking sweet words does not cost anything. I'm just reflecting upon these points. Even Kansa could have at least given her some time, is it not? 10 days, 15 days. Okay, my dear sister, let me think about it. That's like our Prabhuji is always, whenever we have bring some controversy before Panchakota Prabhu, he very nicely deflects it. Okay, let us discuss. Wait. Because we are very passionate. Then Prabhuji says, no, please hold on. Well done, let us discuss. Because we may be thinking of something. This is right. But then when we discuss with Prabhuji, and we say, okay, other options are also possible. Is it not? So, people are not even kind in terms of words. None of the holes of our body are emanating anything good except this mouth which can speak something nicely, and even then people don't want to speak nicely. It was a very deep thing which Krishna gave to me, that we are, at least I am not, all of us are not dealing with real people. Means, can you see me? What is the answer? You can't see me. And none of us can see any one of us here. Prabhuji, I think this is your last Bhagavatam class. You are seeing all of us here and you are saying you can't see any one of us here? No, we are only seeing the bodies. We have no idea who that person is. Srila Prabhupada has said that. Is it not? If you know who that person sitting next to you, you will faint in terms of his relationship with Krishna. And I'm talking about, I was reflecting about Vaishnava relationships. How not knowing who that person is, I'm talking about myself, very easily criticize that person. No, not knowing how much dear that person is to Krishna. Same thing Kansa is doing here, is it not? Obviously we are not like Kansa, killing people's children. But same thing, he is chastising Mother Devaki, giving her pain as if, thinking that as if he can get away with it. But in due course of time, everything has to be paid in terms of our price. There is a price tag for everything what we do. So just like Kansa is not able to realize the position of Mother Devaki, at least I can talk about myself. If you just reflect how much glorious a person who is, who in any way chants Hare Krishna, takes the holy name of Krishna, how much we have to be respectful to him. I am just telling about myself and all these reflections. I am not dealing with real people. Means I am just seeing this is the person who is how he looks like this. And this is he is. And I should criticize him, his conditioned nature. So these are the few reflections I was having on this point, that how sometimes he can be also very cruel in terms of dealing with people. So one lesson at least we can learn from Kansa is not to behave the way he was behaving, treating any devotee with any kind of cruelty as far as possible. I'll stop here because I cannot take text number 5, which has already been discussed. I got bewildered yesterday. Instead of text number 6 and 7, I prepared on text number 5 and 6. So already I have the shloka in front of me, but if you permit, I can say some words, or if you want some questions to be discussed, then we can take some questions. Yes, Prabhuji.
When you say, when you realize how Krishna, how dear that person might be to Krishna, but isn't everybody equally dear to Krishna? Krishna maybe loves everyone equally, so and, you know, we don't know whose identity. But we do know that we're all Satchitananda Vigraha, we're all part of Krishna, we all have the bodies of Krishna. As far as kind of knowing who that personality is, the spiritual personality. But I thought you said something that we don't know how dear that person might be to Krishna. Isn't everyone dear to Krishna?
Very good question, Prabhuji. Krishna, even the monkeys are dear to Krishna. Krishna loves every living entity. No doubt about it. But Shastra says something amazing about those who chant the holy name. It's very, I'm thankful to you because you, I was thinking to say this point, but now it's an opportunity. Anybody who in this life, Japati, chants his holy names, or even at the time of death, chants his holy names, Krishna says, Ridhi Eva, certainly I am an indebtor to that person. Indebtor. It's very clear. Rini. Anybody who's chanting the holy names, I am Rini to that person. That's why Srila Prabhupada, in the case of Ajamil, he says very nicely, very nicely Prabhupada puts it. Lord Narayan was thinking, this person is a rascal, but anyhow he has chanted my name, so it is my duty to protect him. So, a person who chants Hare Krishna, I love this statement by Srila Prabhupada. This is a translation of Sridhar Swami's commentary on 6.2.9-10. Anyway, the most sinful person in any way chants Hare Krishna, Madiyo Ayam Sarvadha Mad Rakshaniyo. This person belongs to me and he is deserves to be protected by me eternally. Another example given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in this regard, the emperor is loving all the citizens, no doubt about it. Not like emperor of nowadays, but emperor of like Yudhishthira Maharaj. But he is specially affectionate to his kids. So, and same thing has been told by Lord Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita. Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dvishasti na priya yetu bhajanti mam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham. I am equal to everybody. I am very affectionate to everybody, suhrat, everything. But those who serve me with devotion, with affection, I am in them and they are in me. So there is a difference also. So now those who have taken to this path, of Krishna consciousness. As I was saying, every day getting up for Mangalarati, chanting Hare Krishna. And this is too much high. If a person is negligently chanting Hare Krishna also, that person also, Krishna says, it is there in the Bhagavatam, that person also, on that person's also Krishna has his mind, this person belongs to me because he has chanted Hare Krishna. He's special. Even those people who come and dance here, you know, just they will dance and then chant Hare Krishna, they also become very dear. Krishna considers all of them as their guest. Just like Putana also. She was delivered because she came to Braja and Krishna considered her as her guest. So I'm just reflecting, I was reflecting that how we can serve all the people who are somehow connected to Krishna consciousness. I am so thankful to our Gaur Bhagavan Prabhu and our Karnamit Prabhu, who is not here. I always had the desire that those people who are coming here, we can give them wonderful prasadam. So they had wonderful experience of deities, wonderful experience of kirtan and everything, and books also, and last thing is prasadam. That should also be wonderful. And we as a team are able to serve all the Vaishnavas. Every time I sit there, some people is praising the prasadam. So we should not neglect them. We should not neglect them. I must admit, in the class only, one young brahmachari, when we were distributing prasadam, he said, "Hey, they are general people." And I said, "You are very special. You are very special. They are not chanting Hare Krishna." I said, sorry, Prabhuji. Grahastha, brahmachari, vanaprastha, anybody who chants Hare Krishna is very, very dear to Krishna. These are direct words of Lord Krishna to Arjuna. Anyone in any way at any time chants my name, I will never forget his name. So I'm just saying, elaborating on this point, anybody who has offered this service of chanting Hare Krishna is very dear to Krishna. And I myself fall from the standard so many times. I then reflect, why did I say this wrong thing or harsh thing to a devotee? This is the reason why I don't get sufficient taste for chanting. I will not name him, but one devotee I know who told me, "I always have taste for chanting." Always means A-L-W-A-Y-S. Always, not sometimes. And he's joined after me. Maybe half the time he has, I have spent 13 years, so he's like maybe 6 years or 8 years, I don't know. I was reflecting why, and then I realized he never criticizes anybody, he never offends anybody, and he is my Shiksha Guru. I see how very nicely he chants Hare Krishna. I won't name him because he will be ashamed, because a devotee doesn't want to be glorified in public. But he is my teacher in terms of chanting. So we must reflect why this chanting. This is explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. These five sadhans, this. Saddha durast panchake. Even if a person doesn't have faith in this five processes of bhakti, this five mukha anga bhakti, but sadhya bhava janmane, if he is not offensive, immediately he gets bhava. Naraji got prema bhakti, bhava bhakti within 4 months. How many 4 months we have passed? We must reflect, if this medicine has worked for Narad Muni, why it is not working fast for me? I am putting speed breakers myself. Sometimes we have a speed breaker on a road, then we say, "Who constructed it?" We can answer for ourselves. We ourselves constructed it, these speed breakers. So why don't we serve, if we develop the attitude of serving Vaishnavas and giving respect? I'm just speaking this because just in the morning I was hearing this point. Jivere samman kaila Krishna radhisthan. We should respect every living entity. And what to talk of those who are chanting Hare Krishna. I mean, this is what I might take on this, that Krishna especially loves those who serve who serve him directly. Service. That's all. Thinking like that. Any other questions? Yes, please. Yes, please.
Some particular devotee is not liking us.
Okay. So now Prabhuji's question is, somebody does not like us, then we also don't like him. It's like somebody, please allow me to speak what I want to speak. Somebody has picked up a stool and thrown us at us, then we should also pick up a stool and throw at him? Yeah, maybe with a plastic thing or something like that. Please hear very carefully. This is the example given by Gaur Krishna Maharaj. Very stark example. Very stark, but please, very difficult to hear, but please hear. The mothers are here. They have small children also. So he says, mother will clean the mull of the child, the stool of the child by their hand, not by their tongue, is it not? The mother will clean the stool. The mothers clean the stool of their children by their hand, not by their tongue. But the person who criticizes us is cleaning our mull, our sin, by his tongue. How merciful he is. So please try to understand. This is again brings to me a nice point by Vidur Niti. Wherever we will go, in whichever society, there will be five people always available to us. Friends, do you have some friends? I'm your friend, is it not? Some people will be neutral to you. Neutral means they don't care whether you die or live. And there are some people who will be enemies wherever we go. Somebody will give us shelter and somebody will take our shelter. So what do we worry about it? It is the nature of this world. If Yudhishthira Maharaj is not left, he is Ajatshatru and still Duryodhana is thinking, he is my Shatru. Are we Yudhishthira Maharaj? So if somebody does not like us, what you can do? Suppose I am giving this class. Does it mean everybody will like the class? Everybody will give thumbs up? No. Somebody says, no, very bad. So does it mean I'll stop speaking about Krishna? No, we just continue our devotional service. We don't have to hate people. Hate has no place in the heart of a devotee. Somebody does not like us. He does not like our conditioned nature. He cannot even see us. How he can dislike us? Do you agree? People can't even see you, is it not? How can they dislike us? So we have to, yes, Prabhu. But one thing is there, at the platform of Madhyam Adhikari, if somebody is envious, we don't hate him, we just neglect him. So in that way, give respect to him also. That is the point. If somebody is hating, you just neglect. Because if we start hating him, that is not good. Prahlad Maharaj was not hating his own father who committed such great atrocities. Sorry. Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes, as a devotee, we must accept things that are favorable.
Yes.
Yes. So therefore, if amongst all of the living entities someone doesn't like you,
yeah,
that's fine, just ignore them.
That's what I'm saying. If somebody, Krishna says, this is a very good one. Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita, please be tolerant of maan and apman. This is a syllabus of Bhagavad Gita, that please tolerate insults and respect. So if it is in the syllabus, will it not come in the question paper also? Are you able to understand this point? When we study physics, F is equals to MA, that is also asked the same question, same syllabus, the question based on the syllabus is asked in the examination. Padhai nahi kiye kabhi, exam nahi diye hain. Whatever question is asked based on the syllabus. The syllabus is Bhagavad Gita. That please remain equal in respect and dishonor, honor and dishonor. So if nobody dishonors us during practical life, so how will we know that we have learned the syllabus nicely or not? So Bhagavad Gita is applied sciences, applied spiritual science. So Krishna is the teacher, he is sending that person to give us the examination paper. What is the question? My dear Prabhu, will you remain stable or equal or equanimous when you are disrespected? And the answer we know, but sometimes or most of the time we forget the answer when the question paper comes. Is it not? When somebody dishonors us, oh, like this. The same question has been asked by Yudhishthira Maharaj to Bhishma Pitamaha. It is very difficult to tolerate a person, if a foolish person insults somebody who is very learned in assembly of people. What he should do if somebody insults or says bad thing, then Bhishma Pitamaha says very nice thing. If he remains quiet, then he will transfer all his sin to that foolish person. So not understanding these subtle laws, we also tend to fight with the person who is foolish. You have something?
Yes,
Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Did you say you have read Shloka 5?
No, I prepared Shloka number 5, but I was supposed to speak on 6th and 7th.
So I don't want you to keep it. I want you to bring it out. So there's a question in the
purpose. Oh, it is out of syllabus. I have not discussed that. But anyways, yes. Okay, okay.
If you have it, it will not be good. How is it can see that whatever a man can do, woman do better.
Woman can do better.
Yeah, the same like that. So we see in this particular 10th canto, I think the first canto for me, the first chapter, so we see the principle that working is applying in a law. Vasudev also have applied that principle.
The so principle which Mother Devaki is applying, Vasudev could have also applied.
Applied, yes.
Okay.
So what is, seeing the power of that side,
she was applying the principles of Kshatriyas, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, Prabhupada made a comment that, such principle is not being recognized by ladies. So what?
Such principle is not recognized by the? Ladies are being not being recognized.
Yes, in terms of executive positions, things like that. So the question now, what do we get from that particular book? Is the Devaki Mata telling us that that ten, what a man can do,
okay,
is a valid principle?
See, okay. I'll try to understand. He's saying that the question is, there's a saying that what a man can do, Mataji can do better. First of all, I don't know whether it's from Bhagavatam. So I will accept any statement only if it is from Shastra. So can you quote which Shastra this statement is? Whatever, I'm not against man and woman, but I'm just saying, you're saying whatever a man can do, woman can do better. I have no problem in accepting it, but can you tell me which shloka it is?
Very good.
First of all, see, because we are saying something, it has to be from Shastra. Because based on that, you are putting the whole question. So maybe Bhagavatam or Brihat Bhagavatamrita or Chaitanya Charitamrita or wherever. Haan, definitely if Prabhujis can cook, Matajis can cook nicely, that we have no problem. All of them have special qualities. We are not here to in a matter of competition. So I don't know, but even if, let's say, even if you buy that argument or buy the statement, Srila Prabhupada in his purport has mentioned that being, that means in text number 5, being a Kshatriya woman, she knew the art of diplomacy and she used. But it does not mean that woman should be given the charge of kingdom. And then he says, he did not say that women are neglected. He says this, I will read it now before you. The wives and daughters of the ruling class, the Kshatriyas, knew the political game, but we never find that a woman was given the post of chief executive. This is in accordance with the injunctions of the Manu Samhita. But unfortunately, the Manu Samhita is now being insulted and the Aryans, the members of the Vedic society, cannot do anything. So it is not that the Matajis are neglected, it is the injunction of Manu that Mataji should not become the head of a state is being neglected. So please note that point. Everybody should do what he should do, what he is able to do naturally. But I think you will bring me into a controversial point and somebody will dishonor me. So it's better dump this point. For me, everybody is respectable who is chanting Hare Krishna, whether it is Mataji or Prabhuji. Our Karunamit Prabhu, one Mataji from Bharatpur, she's an excellent cook. Somebody wants to come whenever she invites me next time, Prabhuji and Mataji. So we beg to her, Mataji, please give us recipes so that we can serve the Vaishnavas through that. And many, many of the recipes now which we are finding tasteful are her recipes. So we are very much obliged to her. We can never match her quality, but like tending to, we can always close to what she can actually cook. So I am always, see that there has to be any sense of disrespect from what externally a person can do or not do. Main thing is whether he is surrendered to Krishna. Is it not? That is the main point. So I don't want to get into the controversy who can do, who cannot do, or what Mataji should do and what Prabhuji should do, or who can do better, who cannot do better. Can we say that just by being a Mataji, a person can chant better than Haridas Thakur? Just by being a Mataji, can you be a better chanter than Haridas Thakur? Or just by being a Prabhuji, can you be a better chanter than one Mataji who is always chanting Hare Krishna? In Radha Kund, there's a description, she was constantly chanting Krishna Priya Thakurani. She was an exalted lady. Just being a Prabhuji, you cannot be better than Jahanva Mata, you cannot be better than Krishna Priya Thakurani. She was constantly chanting Hare Krishna. This has nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. I will give you something very nice which I found in Srila Prabhupada's purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was, Prabhupada refers, the girls and boys on Krishna consciousness movement, they are like hand to hand, they are preaching the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they are all very dear to Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are equally important. So let us not get into those things. Let us focus on our object that we have to preach Krishna consciousness. We have to give people an opportunity to hear about Krishna, and both, and anybody can do in any capacity is very dear to Krishna. So that is my take on it. There is nothing you cannot say, this he can do better and that can do better. It is just not like that. In my own yes, Prabhu, you want to say something? Prabhuji, we have 2 minutes, then we will stop. Actually, 1 minute. Please don't dishonor me. I have still not prepared for this question. Yes. Yes, Prabhu.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for the nice.
Oh, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
They are six children of Devaki, yes. Yes, they are six anarthas, yes. Yes, it is explained that just like Balaramji appeared only when the six children of Mother Devaki were killed, similarly when the Lord will manifest in our heart when these six anarthas, Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mad, Matsar become vanquished by the process of devotional service. This is what was mentioned by Srila Prabhupada in one of the purport, like that. And also, he said that just like these six children were killed, Mother Devaki had a fear of Kansa. Similarly, a devotee has fear of this material existence, and that fear kills all the anarthas in the heart. That I may just fall down to material situation. So by this, being fearful of this, having some fear of Maya, a person practices Krishna consciousness nicely. Okay? And that by that way anarthas are destroyed. Anartha will get destroyed, don't worry about it. We should only focus about bhakti. Automatically anarthas will get destroyed without even our knowledge. I'll stop here, Prabhu, because it's already 9 o'clock. I'll take your question first. Okay? I'll take afterwards. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Mother Devaki ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.